Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and as always, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to find my way around here, around this. Okay, there's my switchboard. I was looking for my switchboard. Okay, today I have been led by the Lord to share a sermon with you that was preached on Sunday at our church, and the name of the sermon is By Faith. Before I do that, I just want to encourage you to open up your hearts and ears to hear what thus says the Lord. It is on my spirit, revealed to me by the Spirit of the Lord, that a lot of His people are in a season where we need to be encouraged. And you know, I said we and not they, because so many of us are right there, where we can just taste the blessing of the promise. We can just feel it, but we have not yet obtained it. Amen. So right now, I'm going to just go ahead and turn on the audio of the sermon By Faith. Before I do that, I just want to say a brief prayer. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised, and there's none like you. Lord, we give this time to you, Father God. Open up the ears of every hearer, of every listener, Father God, so that we, Father God, all of us can be encouraged in your word. Holy Spirit, move in a mighty way through these internet ways, and encourage the hearts of God's people. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen. And praise God. So right now we're going into that word, be blessed of the Lord. Amen. And I'll be right back after the word. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, starting with verse 1. Hebrews 11, starting with verse 1, says, now faith,
yes,
amen, is being sure of what we hope for,
yes,
and certain of what we do not see.
Oh,
this is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command.
Amen.
So that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. And just move down to verse 6. Hallelujah. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he is this, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. My God. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country.
Yes.
He lived in tents, as did Jacob and Isaac, or Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and founder is God.
Amen.
My God, my God, my God.
Amen.
My God. Let's look at verse 11. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore.
Jesus.
Now let's look at verse 17. Hallelujah. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promise, was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. My God, my God, my God. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, 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 my God. My God, my God, what a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, we love you today. And we bless your holy name. Look at verse 35. When they received back their dead, raised to life again, others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison.
That's right.
They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, my God, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them.
Jesus.
They wandered, my God, in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, my God. Yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us, would they be made perfect. Hallelujah, my God, my God, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you and we praise you today, Lord, for the word that even has already been read in our presence. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Lord, which brings to understanding these words, Father God, which have been written for us as a reminder to us of your greatness, of your glory, of your mercy, of your kindness, of your magnificence, of your ability, God, of your plan, of your promise. So, God, we ask, Father God, that you quicken these words to the spirits of your people, Lord. And, Lord, use me, Lord, to speak the word that you have given me, Father God, to declare to those who would be a simple tear on today. And, God, I thank you in advance, Father God, for what you're about to do. I thank you in advance, Father God, for the confirmation, the affirmation, the reassurance, Lord, that you're about to speak through me, your woman servant. So, Lord, I ask that you go ahead and Father God, have your way. Work your glory through me, Lord, and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Quicken the hearts of all those who are gathered here today. Give us ears to hear. And, Father God, hearts to receive and minds to understand what thus says the Lord.
Yes.
And it's in the precious name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Some of us have been short because God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should change his mind. But his word shall accomplish what he said to do.
Yeah.
Do this.
and Noah said, I'm going to live with how many animals? I don't even like animals. You mean to tell me I got to be shut up in a boat somewhere with all of these animals? I can't stand pets. I don't got no dog. I don't want no cat. I got to live with a turtle. I got to live with an elephant. I got to live with a giraffe and a monkey too. Where are they going to go to the bathroom?
Walking on waters for a while. You've been walking with Jesus for a while, and everything
Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, I stopped this recording because I'm watching the conversation in the chat room. Amen. Praise God. And I want to welcome Lady Renee and Shawnee to the program. You're on the air, Lady Renee. Hello, my sister Shawnee.
Hello, praise God.
Praise God. And Lady Renee, I just feel that you have to speak to our sister who's on the phone with us.
Yes, because she can't talk. She's at work, and she's only able to listen in and write her comments.
Okay, amen.
Praise God. Shawnee, we just want to pray for you right now. We want you to know, God wants you to know today that he loves you with an everlasting love, that he sent his son to die for you, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I don't care what has happened to you. God, I want you to feel right now God just wrapping his arms of love around you right now, healing you and making you whole in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of depression and oppression. We bind the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. Satan, we take authority over you, and we command you to loose your hold from her mind in the name of Jesus. We speak healing right now. We speak the healing virtues of Jesus Christ to flow through this sister right now, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father God, I thank you for healing her everywhere she hurts, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for taking the broken pieces of her life, Father God, and putting them back together so skillfully and masterfully like only you can, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for causing her latter end to be better than her beginning. I thank you for utilizing what the enemy has meant to destroy her, God, to turn around and work together for her good and serve you in the name of Jesus. So we speak life unto your sister
Lord.
Right now in the name of Jesus. We speak life in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that you have purpose and your life has meaning and you are special and you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we decree and declare that you will live and not die and declare the works of God in the name of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord for you for tuning in, even at work. I just want to encourage you in your walk with God. I did see the question about, you know, sometimes feeling like God is so far away. And Lady Renee, I just want to thank you for standing in the gap and being there and just responding. Your response was right on time. You know, we just really have to know that even when we don't feel like God is there, he is there. And like I was saying, there were people I knew that needed to be encouraged in their faith. And the thing about our faith in God is that we can't see him. We have faith in the invisible, but we have to know that he is there and that he has a wonderful plan for our lives. God has a wonderful plan for your life. For everyone out there who is listening right now, you have to know that God has a plan for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future, as Jeremiah 29:11 reads. And God loves us so much, as Lady Renee was saying, that he sent his son. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us so that we would not have to die, so that we could have life and have that life more abundantly, which means that we could have a good life. The truth of the matter is the devil wants to lie to you all, to all of us, and make us believe that there is no hope and make us believe that what it is right now is what it's always going to be. But the devil is a liar. The devil's a liar, and the truth has never been in him. And I just want to encourage everybody, because so many of us are going through right now. You know, even me, being a pastor of the gospel, being a preacher, minister of the gospel, I'm going through my own little thing right now. But you know what? It is a little thing. It is a little thing compared to the glory of the Lord that's yet to be revealed in my life. And this thing that you're going through, not to make light of it, not to say that it's not relevant or it's not important, but God has you even in the middle of this storm, even in the middle of these dire circumstances. When you feel like you're all alone, just know by faith that you're not alone, that God is with you and that he loves you and he's catching every single tear. Amen. He's catching every single tear. Amen. Hallelujah. And I see the situation, and I thank you for sharing that with me. And even in the middle of that, God's going to get the glory.
Amen.
And I want you to know that nothing that no one has done to you can strip away your value, because right now you might feel valueless, you might feel worthless and dirty even, and you might even feel like this thing was your fault. And I just want to encourage you and let you know that it's not your fault. That the person, you know, even people who do stuff like this, people who do wicked things, and this is a wicked thing, an evil thing, when people do evil things to you, that's them acting out their own sickness. Amen. They're acting out their own sickness. And you just be encouraged and know that God, right even in the middle of that, God's getting the glory. Lady Renee.
Yes, and I just want to encourage you, Shawnee. I know that my heart goes out to you right now that you're enduring such an atrocity. But I want you to know the God that I serve. I have 5 children, and I have struggled with them. And I myself was a victim of molestation, but none of my children was a product of that. But I'm just saying I could only imagine. And so therefore, but I'm telling you that the God that we serve, he is right there with you. He's right in the midst of you. At this time in your life while you're going through, you've experienced several losses on top of this. You know, this is the time to just draw nigh unto God. Just cry out to him. It's no accident that you logged on to the show. It's because God is drawing you closer to him. He wants you to know that he loves you. He wants you to know that even when it appears that we were a mistake or an accident to our parents, we were never an accident to God. God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And although when we're walking through the rough and hard places, we don't understand how this can work together for our good. But the word of God declares that all things work together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his plan and purpose. It didn't say that all things would be good. It just said he will cause those things to work together for your good. The very thing that the enemy meant to destroy you, the very thing that the enemy designed to try to make it where you would never get up again, we decree and declare that he's a liar, and we thwart his plan in your life in the name of Jesus. We speak death to every evil seed that has been planted in your life in the name of Jesus. And right now, I just thank God because he's just loving on you right now, and he wants you to receive that. He wants you to receive that, and it's going to be a process of the because there's got to be some forgiveness that goes forth, and God understands that he's going to bring you to that place, sister, where you're not going to even recognize yourself. You just have to hold on and believe God. And any time that you need to reach out, Pastor Rebecca is here. You can reach her on her email. She can give you that information. Or you can reach out to myself at SisterEmpoweringSisters@yahoo.com. I would love to continue to encourage you. But you be encouraged on today and know that God loves you without a shadow of a doubt. And he's right there, and he's meeting your need even right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it's a wonderful thing. The sister that's on the line with us can't, she's at work and can't really verbalize what she's saying, but she's chatted that she loves the Lord with everything that's in her right now. And that's a good place to be, loving on God, because God is loving you. He loves you. And you know, I don't know if you read your Bible, if you know the story of Job, and how Job was stricken. He lost everything. You've had such a tremendous loss with your mother and your godmother and your grandmother all at once. I don't know if there was an accident or something happened to them where you had to actually, you said you buried them all last weekend. It seems like a lot, but you're going to make it. God tells us in his word that he's never going to put any more on us than we can handle. And you have to realize that going to make this. You're going to make it through this. You just hold on and refuse to quit and know that there's going to be something great, even, you know, in the form of even your child. I don't know if you have any children already, but there's going to be something great to come out of this. And I highly recommend that you get counseling. that you get counseling, that you go to someone and just really begin to ask yourself the questions, will I be able to raise this child? Or will I have to put the child up for adoption? But you pray and don't feel bad about your decision as long as you go ahead and give life to this child, because that is God's plan, that this child does come into the world. But you make up your mind, say, can I raise this child knowing the circumstances? And then you go ahead and you make a decision based on that. But whatever you do, know that God is with you. Know that he's with you. Amen. And my email is powerandword1, that's the number one, at yahoo.com. And, again, report it. If it hasn't already been reported, this is something, a crime that has been committed against you. And go ahead and report the crime. Report the crime and just pray. And God will continue to be with you through it all. Draw near to God. I don't know, do you have a church home? Okay, praise God. And have you talked to your pastor about all of everything that's going on? Okay, so you don't have that much communication with your pastor. Okay. I recommend you also getting some counsel from the members of the church, someone that you can trust. I don't know if the pastor has an open door policy where you'll be able to communicate with him or her directly, or if there's a women's ministry in the church with people that you can trust that you can talk to. And if you don't feel safe in that environment, then again, my door is open for you, and I'll be glad to counsel with you. I'll be glad to speak with you off the air, and I will email you off the air also. I have your email address. Let me just write that down. Okay, and I for all of you who are listening, you tuned in to hear a live recording, a live sermon, but we always are being sensitive to the Holy Ghost, amen, to the Holy Ghost, and what God wants to do in our midst. We may have one plan. You might have a plan, but God has another plan, and his plan is greater than your plan. And one thing that you have to do is be obedient to the Spirit. And what I saw happening in the chat room, I saw that there was a sister that had a need, and Lady Renee, who's with me a lot, was talking to her and chatting with her. And I just wanted this sister to hear. I wanted you to hear in verbal voices that God has not forgotten you and that he still loves you in spite of this thing that has happened to you, in spite of all of the tragedy that you find yourself encountering. Just know that God loves you and he still has a great plan for your life. And he has positioned some people. The God has sent myself and Lady Renee here today because he knows where you are today to say to you, do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust in God because he's there for you and he has not forgotten about you. And this is evidence, my voice, Lady Renee's voice today, for you and anybody else who's listening who feels like you're at the end of that rope, our voice today is saying to you, don't quit, don't give up, don't be discouraged. Don't allow the devil to lie to you and make you do something something crazy, you know, because, I mean, when we think about maybe I should just end it right here, maybe there's no use in going on, that's the devil. And we have already come against the voice of the devil. That's a short-term, that's a permanent situation. That's a permanent something that's going to be detrimental to a temporary situation. God has a plan for your life, and it is his plan that you live and not die. It's his plan that you get through this thing, that you continue to move forward. Amen. Amen and praise God. So for anybody who feels like giving up right now, I just want to encourage you. Be encouraged. Keep moving forward. If you don't quit, you win. If you don't give up right now, you're going to make it through this storm, and God is right there to help you make it through. Lady Renee?
Yes, yes. I just wanted to just interject that just like the little poem, Footprints in the Sand, praise be to God. I know that years ago that has ministered to me. And it said, one night I had a dream. I was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the skies flashed scenes from my life. In each scene, I saw two sets of footprints. One was mine, and one was the Lord's. When the last scene of my life appeared before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and to my surprise, I saw that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I noticed that it was at the lowest and saddest times in my life. I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, you left my side when I needed you most. The Lord said, my precious child, I never left your side during your time of trial. Where you see only one set of footprints, it was then I carried you. Praise be to God. And that's what he wants you to know today, Shawnee, to rest assured that he's carrying you at this time. The mere fact that you are even on this blog talk show today, God is still directing your steps. God is in control. You know, oftentimes we know that God will never put more on us than what we can handle. But when we're going through it, it feels as though we can't take anymore. But the truth of the matter is we can't handle it outside of him. But in him, we can handle it. We can make it, even though we're going through and we feel the pain, we feel the hurt. But he's right there. He's right there with us. All we have to do is just cry out to him and trust him. Amen?
Amen. And those trials come to grip us. When you're going through a trial in life, and this is something, when I look at it, all of the things that have occurred in your life, it would make you say, wow. But the thing about it is that God doesn't want us to look at what's happening in our lives. He does not want us to look at the situation. He wants us to keep our eyes fixed on him. And that's what the Bible really tells us, to keep our mind and our eyes stayed on Jesus. And, you know, because the thing about it is a lot of things come in your life to destroy you. The Bible tells us in John 10:10 that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God says, Jesus says, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. Amen. So we have to really, really begin to readjust our focus. And, you know, like, again, I know there's a lot happening, there's a lot going on, but right now I just want to encourage you, woman of God, to readjust your focus. And there's a lot of stuff going on in life, and of course the devil does come to destroy. He will send circumstances to destroy you, but even in the middle of the devil sending circumstances to destroy you, God says, in all things I work together for the good of those who love me and have been called according to my purpose. So even in the middle of distress, in the middle of discouragement, in the middle of dire circumstances, God is right there in the middle of it, working for your good. God is working for your good, and he's not going to let you go under. He will let you go through, but he won't let you go under. Amen. So be encouraged, and we're going to, when we email you, Lady Renee and I, we're going to give you our phone numbers so that you can speak to us. And there's Kiki's. Notice Kiki's in the room. I want to welcome her and the other people who are in the chat room. And Kiki is saying, read Psalm 119, verse 15, amen, to go in there and begin to meditate on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God, because that's where you're going to find your strength. That's where you're going to find your reassurance. That's where you're going to be reminded of the promises of God. I was reading today in the book of Genesis, the life of Joseph, how Joseph, it was revealed to Joseph that God was going to exalt him and that he would be a ruler, and how his brothers tried to destroy his dream, and he was sold into slavery, and then he was thrown into prison because Potiphar's wife wanted to have intimate sexual relationships with him. And Joseph spent some time in prison, but God's plan prevailed in the life of Joseph. So we have to know that just like Joseph, and as you read through the Bible, you read the story of the patriarchs and all of the people who walk by faith, you have to realize that God's plan continually prevailed in their lives, and that God continually stepped in, even in the middle of dire circumstances. God continually stepped in and became their redeemer, became their savior, their salvation. And we have to see God as that, that God is our redeemer and he is our salvation. And I know that a lot of us have been through so much in life. You know, if I could tell you my story, you would have to have a whole box of Kleenex. You know, I've been molested. You know, I was molested by someone who was very close to me, very close to me. And I was only 10 years old. And I grew up my whole life believing that as a result of that molestation that I was dirty, that nobody would ever want me. And as a result, I went out and I did a whole bunch of crazy stuff. And I was only 10. So I didn't know God like I know him today. And God kept me. You know, I want you to hear this on today. God kept me through that situation. He kept me through all of the years of going out there doing all kinds of craziness as a result of what had happened to me. And it was just so detrimental. My father abandoned me. He left. I grew up without my dad, and I just buried my father on the 11th of this month. And my sister was raped by the same person. My sister was raped by the same person. She was 13 years old. And my sister spent her whole life trying to recover from that thing. Because at 13, again, she didn't know God. She didn't know Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And she spent her life on drugs. You know, she went out there. She started doing heroin and marijuana and eventually crack cocaine. And one day she came to know Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, she still had to fight her way through that thing. Amen. And by the time she came to know Jesus, she already had the AIDS virus. She had HIV. And she carried HIV for about 15 to 18 years until finally, you know, she passed away on last June of last year. And my sister, my God, I was molested, she was raped, and it was the same man. And my sister and I, we had that bond throughout our lives because we know that we had been victims of the same crazy person, you know, the same sick person. The same sick person had victimized both of us. And, you know, I often ask God, why did you spare me? Because, you know, my sister, again, she didn't prevail. I mean, she did prevail, but she fought her whole life. I mean, even until the end, she fought crack addiction. Even to the end, she fought this addiction. And I said, God, why me? You know, why did you spare me? And it's according to God says it's according to my purpose. I'm getting the glory in your sister's life. I was so angry last year. I was just really angry. I was like, God, why? You know, that's the question that we ask, why? But God knows. Only God knows the plan. And I know that I've been spared to this extent so that I can continue to speak forth the word of the Lord, so that I can continue to encourage my sisters in the Lord. No matter what has happened to you, my sister, you are still valuable in God's sight, and he still has a marvelous plan for your life. And just keep your mind stayed on him. Read the word of God. Read the Psalms. Read the epistles, read the letters, and know that God shall prevail. No weapon, listen to me, Shawnee, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I know you feel like this thing can take you out, but the devil is a liar. This will not take you out. You're coming up out of this in the name of Jesus. And I say that with all authority that has been given to me by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My sister worshiped the Lord until the day she went to glory to be with him. And that's what we have to do. Do you hear me? I mean, everybody who's listening, you have to hear me. No matter what's going on in your life, by faith, you have to continue to worship the Lord until the day you lay down your head on this side to go to be with him in glory. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare quit. I will not allow you to quit. Don't you dare give up. You will continue to press forward. Yet you will press. Yet you will press in spite of everything that's coming up against you. Look at Paul. Look at his life. He's been beaten, persecuted, thrown in prison. I mean, everything happened to him, stoned. But God, in the end, got the glory in his life, and God shall get the glory in your life. Amen. Amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. You know, and I'm rejoicing with you. Even in the midst, I'm mourning with you, and I'm rejoicing with you, sister, because even in the end, amen, God is going to be glorified in your life. You know, if you continue to press forward. Galatians 6:9 tells us not to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. If you don't give up, if you don't quit, if you realize that God's purpose is greater than your pain, and I know you have a lot of pain right now. My heart is, I'm there with you. But I'm also rejoicing with you, knowing that God is going to get the glory out of all of this, and he's going to exalt you. He's going to give you so much joy. I see God giving you so much joy, even in the midst of this. I see the joy that's going to come at the end of this trouble that the devil is causing you. Amen. Amen. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. The phone lines are open. I want to open up the phone lines in this last few minutes for anyone who wants to call in. My email address is powerintheword1. That's the number one, at yahoo.com. And we're encouraging one of our sisters who has been through a lot. And I just tell my testimony. I tell my testimony to let you know that just like God brought me through, he's going to bring you through this trial. You know, I went on drugs. I went out there looking for love in all of the wrong places. I found myself broken, busted, and disgusted. I was depressed all of the time, but God brought me through. And even in this past year, with the passing of my sister and the passing of my father, God still brought me through. You know what my encouragement is? That they're both with him, that they're in heaven with him. But even greater than that is the fact that God is not finished with me yet, that he still has work for me to do. And that's a word for somebody out there today. You might feel like you're at the end of your rope. You might feel like you can't make it. But I want to encourage you and let you know that God is not finished with you yet. Amen. And I don't have all of the answers. Lady Renee is here with me on today, which is a blessing, because she's normally with me on Thursdays. We don't have all of the answers, but we can point you to the one who does, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lady Renee, you can jump right in if you have anything that you want to say.
No, I just, you know, this is just such a powerful segment because I didn't plan on logging on today. And so, you know, I just thank God for being in tune to the Spirit of God. You know, it's not my, you know, what I want to do and my, you know, I can be set in my way. Today I'm going to do X, Y, Z.
Yes.
But I thank God for the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And even yourself, you know, your message, as you know, you played your message, and that could be, you know, what brought that out. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
And here God is. And for the last 2 weeks, I believe it was, Pastor Rebecca, you know, it's a lot of inner healing taking place. You know,
Amen. It's a lot of inner healing.
And that's the foundation. That's where we need to heal at, on the inside. And as we begin to get healed on the inside, the outside will begin to line up.
Yes, amen. Praise God. And that is just a powerful reminder that we have to really let God heal us from the inside out. And we have another caller, 609, you're on the air.
God bless, Pastor Simmons. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you turn down your radio?
I'm calling from the cell phone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. God bless you.
Prophetess Priscilla, I just wanted to tell the caller that I don't know how old she is, but by trade I'm a social worker, and so you can email me if she needs any help or any assistance with anything.
Yes, yes. And what is your email address?
It's T as in Thomas, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, and President at AOL.com.
Okay, let me, Lady Renee, can you type that in?
Yes.
President. T as in Tom.
T
A as in Apple.
Right, and President.
Right.
F as in Frank.
Okay, right, F, and then president. T-A-F-P, president, right?
Yes.
President at AOL.
Yes.
That, and this is Prophetess Priscilla.
Okay,
yes. I
got
you.
Okay, God bless.
Okay, God bless you.
Jesus,
thank
so
you so much for calling in and letting us know that information.
Okay, God bless.
Okay,
yes,
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to do. We have to pull together. That's a beautiful thing that Prophetess Priscilla, who is another great supporter of this ministry, I praise God because he is making divine connections where we can work together to minister to the other women in the body as we minister to each other. Amen. So that's another connection for you, my sister, that you can call in, that you can email. You can email Priscilla, and she will be more. She is a social worker by trade. God, let's see how much God loves you. God loves you so much. God loves you so much. Look at what he's done for you. He has never left you. You know, he says in his word, he says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. I'm always with you. Hebrews chapter 11, I believe it's verse 5. He says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. I'm always with you. Amen. Sister, I pray that you've been encouraged on today. I pray. You're a young lady. You're only 23 years old. I pray, and I know that God is speaking to your heart on today. God wants you to come closer to him. Amen. He wants to draw you closer to him. Psalm 27. Lady Renee.
Yes.
Do you have your Bible?
Yes, I do.
Psalm 27. That is another place where that scripture I believe that's another place where it talks about the reassurance of God. Can you read that, if you can turn to it, because we only have 1 minute.
Oh, goodness. Praise be to God.
I know. Praise
yes,
God.
Psalm 27. Praise God. And if you don't get a chance to hear it in its entirety, just when you get away, you know, off the line, you can go and read it. Praise God and meditate.
Amen.
In it. And my Bible states, and I'm not reading from the Amplified today. I'm reading from, I don't know, what's this version? Praise be to God.
Okay.
Praise God. Let me see. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord protects me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to destroy me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Mm. Though a mighty army surround me, my heart will know no fear. Even if they attack me, I remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come.
Radio.
He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with my whole heart. Listen to my pleading, O Lord. Praise be to God. Listen to my pleading, O Lord. My merciful and gracious God. Yeah, be merciful. I'm sorry. Can you take over? Because
Amen.
I cannot see with my glasses. My glasses
are you on
are
verse 7?
Yes.
Hear my voice when I call, O Lord.
Yes.
Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your
yes.
face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me.
Yes.
Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me. O God, my Savior, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in the straight path. Because of my oppressors, do not turn me over to the desire of my foes. For false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We just want to make sure that you have heard the Lord. Amen. Because God surely has wanted to speak to you personally today. And he has sent the prophets of God, you know, to come and speak to you and let you know that he is still with you, that he still loves you, that he still has a plan for you, that he will never leave you, he will never forsake you, that this weapon, that this thing will not destroy you, because no weapon formed against you can prosper, and that he is going to bring you up and out of this thing whole in one piece. And I pray that you reach out to all of the people who have given you the information. We've all given you our email addresses, and we pray that you reach out to us via email and via phone, because we're going to give you the phone numbers when you email us so that we can stay in touch with you. And we also have your email address. And for anyone out there who wants to be in touch with any of us, it's taffpresident@aol.com. It's powerinthewordone@yahoo.com. And Lady Renee is womendestinedforgreatness@yahoo.com. Amen and praise God. So we're going to close in prayer. And my sister, I don't know if you have any other questions before we go off the air, but you definitely have the ability to contact us. Isaiah 54:17 is the scripture that Lady Renee has typed in.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
What do you want to say about that, Lady Renee?
No, it was just actually just given the scripture, because that's no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Isaiah 54:17. Meditate on the word of God. We're going to close in prayer. Amen. And my sister, you're welcome. You're welcome. She says, thank you. You're welcome. And I'm so glad that you came to the program today. We're here every Tuesday and every Thursday, amen, at 12 o'clock noon. And I am. Lady Renee is with me every Thursday, but the Lord led her here today, and I'm grateful that he did, amen. Hallelujah. And you are a blessing to us. We are so happy that we've met you. I'm 46. I'm twice your age, so I can be right there like that mother to you. I can never take the place of your mother, but I will be glad to mentor you and to just walk with you through this time. Amen. And this is Pastor Rebecca speaking. And Lady Renee is 40, so you have two older women. I believe that Prophetess Priscilla is in her 40s as well. I'm not sure. But you have three women who are advanced, a little bit more advanced in age than you, just a little bit. And we are willing to walk with you through this time. Amen? Amen, and praise God. So let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, Lord. Oh, God, you're so worthy. You're so worthy to be praised. And, God, we thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, God, that you assembled us here together in your name. Because you said, with two or more gathered in your name, there you shall also be in our midst, God. So we thank you, Lord, that it was not just us, Father God, but that you were with us throughout this whole time. And, Lord, I thank you, for giving me, Father God, the wisdom, Lord, that you have given me, Lord. I thank you for giving Lady Renee and Sister Shawnee and Prophetess Priscilla and Lady Kiki the wisdom, Lord, that you have given us, God, the wisdom to know that yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for you are with you are with us, God, and your rod and your staff, they comfort us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that goodness and mercy follow us all of the days of our lives, God. And Lord, even, Lord, when everybody is coming coming against us, God, when people are coming against us, we thank you, Lord, that you are for us. And your word says, if God be for us, who can be against us, God? So we thank you, Lord, for the reassurance in your word that you do have a great plan for us and that your word shall not come back to you void. Your word will not come back to you without accomplishing everything that you sent it to accomplish. So we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in our lives, God. I thank you for my sister Shawnee, God. I thank you for Lady Renee, God. I thank you for Prophetess Priscilla, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for Sister Kiki, Father God, who was with us, even, Father God, on the board, God. I thank you, Lord, for every woman that listens, Father God, for every man that listens, Lord. Hallelujah. We, Father God, ask, Father God, that you send your Holy Spirit to comfort, Father God, all of those who are mourning on today, God. We send ask that you send your Holy Spirit, Father God, to just wrap yourself around and wrap your love around our sisters and our brothers, God. We ask that you be with Shawnee and that you help her, Lord, Father God, to heal, Father God, and to recover, Father God, from this thing, Father God, that even has occurred in her life. Help her, Father God, even as she mourns her mother, her godmother, and her grandmother, God, that she buried on last week. Help her to know, Father God, that she is never alone, that you are always with her, and that you even have sent godly women into her life to walk with her, Lord, even during this time. So, Lord, we bless your name on today, God, and ask that you would draw us nearer, all of us, nearer to the cross, God. Help draw us nearer, God, into relationship with you, God. Help us to line up our lives with your word, God. Help us to know, Lord, that it's not, Father God, even about us, God, but it's about the magnificent plan that you have for our lives so that you can get the glory. Help us to know how much you really do love us, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Heal, Father God. Heal right now in the name of Jesus. Deliver, God, and set free. God, help us to forgive, God, everybody who, Father God, who has, Father God, even done, Father God, wickedness against us. Oh, the wickedness that was even spoken about on today, God. Help my sister to forgive, God, even the person that perpetrated this thing against her, God, in the name of Jesus. To know that he meant for harm, you're turning it around for your glory, God. That you're turning it around for her good, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So we worship you, Lord, and we magnify your name, God, knowing that no storm, no rape, no molestation, no hindering spirit can stop us, Lord, from moving forward in your glory, from moving forward in your purpose. I pray for the unborn baby, God. Oh, even for that unborn child, let your will be done, God, and let your glory be made manifest, even in the life of that unborn child, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus, I submit my sister to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I submit even my brother to you right now, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, and let your will be done. Deliver, God, heal, set free from every hindering spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We touch and agree. Amen, and praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, oh, Jesus. Sisters, I'm going to leave you. We're going to sign off. And I just want to encourage you. I'm confident that our sister, you're victorious already. Amen. You're victorious already. And we're going to be responding to you via email. Anybody else that needs to email us, know that you're already victorious. And just email us, and we will get back to you. So I look forward to talking to you. And that's the end of today's ministry program. And you go ahead and you go back to work. You hold your head up, and you know that you are somebody. You're created in the image of God. God has a great plan for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope for your future, and he loves you. In spite of anything that has happened to you, keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. Amen. Lady Renee, God bless you. Amen. Thank you for being with me on today. Sister Shawnee, God bless you. all of you. God bless you, and know that God loves you, and so do I. Amen. In the name of Jesus, praise God.
Amen.
That's it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.